Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet, Pat Chat Edition. I'm Violet.
And I'm Pat.
Today, we're talking about fruit.
Yeah, about fruits.
I'm excited because...
Yeah, I thought you would be.
We all know how much I love fruit.
In my workplace, where I sometimes tell people that I'm doing a keto lifestyle, they always tell me, oh, no, I couldn't do it because, like, I would miss my fruits. There was an article that popped up in my feed not so long ago about fruits, like what fruits to you could try to fit in your diet, what fruits to avoid. And and for those of you that are fruits lovers, I thought it would be a good idea to try to cover like the best and the worst choices in fruits, even though I think I'm pretty sure you think no fruits are good. Let's go on.
I will say about fruit what I say about everything that I hear someone say, I can't give up. It's because you're addictive.
Mm.
So I can't give up bread. I can't give it fruit. I can't give it pasta. It's all the same. I can't give it chocolate bars. It's all the same to me. So that's, I'm starting there. I want you to know very clearly my position.
Yeah.
Because anything that has a lot of carbs in it that you're telling me you can't give it up, you need to stop and question, why am I saying that? That's the first part. However, so now here's my big however. I also want to point out that if I'm going to use bread, fruit, rice, pasta, potatoes, whatever it is, I need to fit it into my day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So look, at the end of the day, if you're that person who's going to take an apple and cut a wedge out and get 20 grams worth of carbs from an apple and eat that, and that's all you're going to eat for the day, I have no problem with that.
Mm. Okay.
Although the fructose,
yeah,
but still, I'm going to let you do it because if that's what you're going to do, that's a choice you're making.
Vitamins, antioxidants. Like there's some fruits that
vegetables.
Like have those.
Meat, vegetables. I mean, honestly, like that's such an easy answer for me. If you don't eat any veg, any fruit at all, and you eat high quality meat, and you eat nose to tail, you will get all the elements that you need. If you eat the brain, if you eat all those intestines, you got to eat head to tail, but you can get all of the micronutrients that you need from an animal.
Okay.
So the truth is, do we need? No. Do I eat veg? Yes, because it tastes good. Is there fructose in veg? Yes, I acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that I have such a hard time with fruit, the quantity is so different.
Mm-hmm.
In a vegetable, the percentage that's actually fructose is so low that the harm it's going to do, like my liver is going to and get rid of that like easily. When you eat an apple and half of that, so half the carbs in an apple is only going to your liver, you need to stop and think about what that means. High fructose corn syrup, which has been villainized, rightfully so, all over the news, is fructose. The same fructose that's in an apple, that's in a banana, that's in strawberries, berries, all the berries that they tell you you can eat those, it's the same fructose.
But in much higher concentration. Like it's...
It really depends on what your definition of concentration is. I'm sorry, but when I only have 20 grams of carbs to use for a day and I eat some strawberries and I end up getting 5 grams of carbs from those strawberries and 2.5 of them is fructose going only here, considering that that's 12.25% of my total day's calories. Mm. Yeah, to me, that's a lot going to my liver. Right? So I the thing I'm trying to help people to see is that you need to understand what the food you're eating is doing in your body.
Mm.
Fructose is not great for the liver because the liver is the only part that metabolizes that. Nothing else is helping. It's just the liver. So when you're talking about the toxic effects of sugars, fructose is high because it's only going there. They villainized high fructose corn syrup because it affects your liver, but then they don't tell the world that sucrose, table sugar, and fruits, all of them, have fructose in it. So we're villainizing one, but we're not talking about everywhere else you find it. And to me, I want you all to know. And then when you know, if you still make that choice to eat it, you made a choice. And I'm going to say, okay, go ahead. Like I say to you, go ahead, right? But do I eat them? Nope.
For sure, like I'm gonna give some numbers.
Okay.
This is based like some like hypothesis, I guess. This is based more like this article is talking about 50 grams. We know we can be in ketosis with 50 grams of or less of carbs per day.
A very healthy, metabolically healthy person who came to keto for health.
I'm not talking net carbs, total carbs. Okay, so I'm not the other thing I wanted to mention. Like,
we're talking
like,
total carbs.
Yeah, numbers. Like, I'm not putting out the number, number. You'll have to look them out.
But my point is, a very healthy metabolic person who came to keto just for health. So I didn't have any diabetes threat or any. Mm. I wasn't overweight. If I came strictly for health. 50, yes, you can be in ketosis. If you had weight problems, if you had metabolic issues, you probably still are going to have issues if you're trying to be at 50. And I see that when I read my comments of people who are having a struggle, right? Like, we need to be clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Westman was very clear. 20 grams or less, you're total. You're for sure most people, but he still said most people. Right, which means that there's still those people who can be 20 grams or less total, and still not be in ketosis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even that article was a pro keto, I guess, article. Like that's what they said. Like you want to take that decision, you go ahead, but you plan accordingly.
Yes.
Okay. Let's take something out of the conversation right away. Dried fruit. Like, what do you think about dried fruit?
So first of all, processed. Right. But second of all, like when I remove all the sugar, all the water out of a fruit, then I'm increasing the amount that per bite more sugar.
Yeah.
And also, like, you think about how many raisins you can eat versus how many grapes.
Mm-hmm.
So because I concentrated, I'm actually going to eat more. So it's going to hit me harder because it's been concentrated.
Yeah, you're good. Totally the right answer. Okay. What
did you think I would give the wrong answer? No. That's so cute.
Oh, that's great. So basically dried fruit. No, you don't like avoid at all cost. The best fruits. For like
berries, but you know what? Actually, I would say cantaloupe is pretty low, though. Avocado.
Avocado.
The one. Yes. Okay, guess what? Actually, I'm wrong. The one fruit that I actually eat is the one that's the best. But I don't even count it as a fruit because it's not sweet. But okay.
Because like total like grams of carb per half cup. I'm gonna give numbers like per half cups.
Okay.
So the best tomatoes. Actually, only 3.47 grams of carbs per half cups.
And
there's some fibers in there.
That's terrific for most people. I'm going to be cautioned that one because everybody who's like me and can't do nightshades, tomatoes are going to kick your butt. But yeah, so I don't do tomatoes because of the nightshade thing. But yes, for everybody else, yeah, that's true. I forgot about tomatoes.
They're low in grams of carbs, and they
high water, but they don't have fat. So I still think avocado is a better choice, just because you get high fat and high low too. Carb and high fiber.
Olives, the second best would be olives with 3.59 grams of carbs per half cup.
You know what? I keep forgetting that an olive is a fruit, and I do eat those as well. So I eat two fruits. All right, I'm actually rocking out here with how many fruits I eat. Okay, cool. So olives came in second. So tomatoes?
Yeah, olives.
Olives have a good amount of fat as well.
The third one actually came to me as a surprise.
It's not avocado yet? It's not avocado yet.
It's actually watermelon. Watermelon is at third at 7.5 grams of carb per half cups. But again, there's no fat, there's no fiber, should be probably somewhat high, and it's really high water content. But I thought it would be higher in carbs than that.
I was looking for cantaloupe to be somewhere down here, but okay.
Maybe they didn't test like every fruit, so I don't know.
See, I would have thought cantaloupe would have been watermelon, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't like either of those two fruits, so I haven't had that in a long time. I can't really remember what they taste like. But.
Okay, not so far from watermelon, strawberries. I was surprised because from what I read, strawberries was higher in carbs than some of the one that I'm going to name next. So strawberries at 7.68 grams of carb per half cups. Then avocados at 8.64 grams of carbs per half cup. But like again, we didn't take into consideration the fat and the fiber. So probably avocado has more fiber than watermelon. But like in total grams of carbs. Like we don't do net carbs here. After avocados, blackberries. That's one of my favorite at 9.61 per half cup. So like we're getting close to
half a day.
Like to half a day. Like yeah, but or a, a fifth of a day, like with the number given in the article. After blackberries, raspberry. Okay, but blackberry is at 9.6. So I said it. Raspberry is at 11.9 grams of carbs per half cup.
Okay.
And surprisingly, coconut. Coconut came in like 10th at 15.22 grams of carbs per half cup.
I don't think that's surprising. Coconut's pretty sweet.
So it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But like the fat is fatty.
It's fatty. Fatty, yeah? It's fatty, but even when you eat it, you taste like it's pretty sweet.
Okay. Okay. So that was a wrap up of the 10. So tomatoes, olives, watermelon, strawberries, avocado, blackberries, raspberries, coconut.
I would have thought avocado would have been higher, closer to low.
If we did net carb,
it would have been interesting for you to have done net carb to reorder the list to see where it would have fallen. But
maybe it's an exercise.
But it doesn't matter because point is that we're looking at if you're going to eat fruit, knowing how it affects you. And the truth is that it's great that avocado comes with the fiber because that helps to mitigate the effect it has on you. And it has fat that helps you to have energy for your day. But at the same time, it doesn't taste sweet. So for those people who are giving the reason being that I can't give up fruit, most of those people are talking about sweet fruits. So it's going to be all those other ones on the list. It's not all those either, right? Mm. It's all the other ones on the list that's really calling their attention.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter where avocado, coconut, and olives fall on the list because that's not what you're chasing. No. You're chasing the other things.
Of course.
So just knowing how much net carbs it is, how much total carbs it is can help you to take a decision. Like, are you really going to allow that in? Because, again, how much fiber is there in a blackberry, in a strawberry?
Yeah.
And so, the truth is that chances are very good that it's probably going to be a lot of that carb is going to stay with you.
Okay. I want to take a guess that the worst fruit you can put in your diet?
Mango.
Mango? No, actually, no mango. That's not mango. No, it's in the list, but it's not mango.
It's not the worst. Okay.
It's like midway to one of my Gabriel's favorite.
Oh, bananas. bananas. Yeah, of course. I should have known that. Yeah, bananas is horrible.
Yeah.
Is that the worst?
The worst. Like at 22.84 grams of carb per half cup. Wow. So that's like.
So bananas and versus Kyler is mango. So.
Yeah.
They're both of their fruits are on the list. And you know what? I have to give thumbs up to Jacob because he doesn't really like fruit. So
yeah, it's true. He likes watermelon. So he likes the one in the good.
He
category.
Likes watermelon.
Yeah,
well, Kyler likes watermelon.
Yeah,
too.
Actually,
Kyler likes almost everything on the good list.
So it will be interesting, because on that worst list, like some of the fruits that are on the bottom of the list overlaps with the list some of the fruits that are on the bottom of the best list. Anyway, we will get into that.
So
in
basically, you're saying that some of the worst good fruit overlap onto the best.
Yeah.
Like worst fruit.
Yeah.
So we're going from the worst to the least worst?
The worst from to the least worst, yeah.
Okay, so
bananas at 20, almost 23 grams per half cup. Grapes, we know grapes are sweet. So grapes at 18 grams of carbs per half cups.
Okay.
Cherries. I thought like cherries would be some kind of berry, so I was expecting it to be maybe in the not as bad list. But like cherries at 16 grams of carbs per half cup, so be careful with that.
But the cherry is not a berry. Is it?
No, I don't think so, but I thought in my head. Next one, cherries, pears. Okay, this starts to be interesting because pears is at 15.23 grams. Apples is not even on the list. So pears.
Apples is not on the list. Okay.
I don't see it. No. Pears at 15.22 grams. And if you remember, coconut was at 15.23 grams.
Okay.
So now we're starting to see that overlap.
Oranges?
So it's probably like the fact that the top list has more fiber than. So they did probably take that into consideration when they made the list, but they didn't like show it in the number. So after pears, mango. Here's our mango at 14.98 grams.
Oranges?
We are getting there. Blueberries, actually, a berry that's not on the good list. The blueberries, careful with the blueberries. They're way more sweeter than the raspberries and the blackberries.
So the blueberry is actually on the other list.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the blueberries are at 15, so be careful with your blueberries. Pineapple next.
Oh,
at 13.
Okay. See how I don't eat fruit? That I've you're naming things, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a fruit.
Pineapple, yeah. And oranges at 11.54. Plums at 11.42. So see, like the plums at 11.42 are less carby than the raspberries that made the good list.
Want to hear something funny? In the entire list that you just read, the only fruit that you've said so far that I actually used to like
The bananas?
Plum.
Oh, plums? Okay. I thought it was the bananas. You like bananas, though?
No, I ate bananas because they were there, but oh, okay, I liked plums.
Yeah. Plums, yeah. I did use it. And lastly, on the worst list, which is even better than the raspberries close to the blackberries, or grapefruit. Grapefruit at 10.8.
Kiwi wasn't on either list. That's the other fruit that I used to like.
So that's like your so to sum it up, the fruits to avoid: bananas, grapes, cherries, pears, mango, blueberries, pineapple, oranges, plums, and grapefruits. We probably like also apples. I have a feeling that apples are not that super super great either.
Or you could use Violet's list: avoid them all.
Avoid them all. Yeah. So eating fresh fruits on the keto diet here and there. So that's the good thing about like that conclusion. Say,
Here and there,
okay. Like treat it like treat the fruits as a treat. So can help satisfy sugar cravings, and are welcome addition to smoothies. But overdoing like it may kick you right out of ketosis. Moderation is vital. But I did like the part can help satisfy sugar cravings.
So first of all, I think rather than say it will help satisfy sugar cravings, it's going to help to increase sugar cravings, mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, you're eating something sweet, it's gonna obviously increase your it's gonna engage that cephalic response, and you're gonna want more, and dopamine hit's gonna happen, and mm-hmm. you're gonna want more, and mm-hmm. you're gonna want more. So again, I'm very I don't even have to finish saying it, right? I think that eating fruit should be a very occasional treat, mm-hmm. and I do believe that the same way that I said stevia, same thing. Keep it around for those few occasions where you want to make something sweet for an occasion, but not having it every week, not having it even every month, I think is a bad idea. And I say the same thing for fruit. I do not think you should be having fruit every month. I'm saying that out loud. Do what you're going to do. I do not think you should be having fruit every month.
Hmm.
And if you think about it on a very like human evolution kind of way, we would not have had fruit every month. We would have lived in a climate where at some point the fruit just wouldn't have been there. And we would have gone months before we saw fruit again. We don't live that situation anymore, but it's truthfully what we would have lived.
Hmm.
And it wouldn't have tasted this good either.
Yeah, probably not.
This is genetic engineering going on there, that fruit tastes amazing at like it does. So we would have been eating little things that had some sugar in it, but, you know, probably would have tasted more like olives and avocados.
Hmm.
You know, stuff like that. And it wouldn't have been super sweet, and it wouldn't have had that big hit on us.
Hmm.
Just throwing that out.
Yeah. One thing is for sure, though, is that the same way because before going on the keto lifestyle, I was a big food eater. Like it was every morning, I had like at least my guide recommended 5-6 servings of fruit per day. It's
fruit
the same
and veg, by the way.
It's not like something like 9-10. Well, I was having maybe 2-4 servings of fruit per day.
Mm-hmm.
The same way as for sugar, you kind of lose the need to get a fruit when you eat less sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I still do have my blackberries like once in a while. I do maybe buy like that little 6 ounces per week, and I do use it over 3 days. But yeah, like it's not like I need to have an orange or a banana or an apple. Like for those fruit lovers out there, like you're gonna lose the fruit like attraction or the need for fruit, that's for sure.
I was just saying it to you the other day, how often does it happen that I go days without having any veg at all? Maybe I'll have a salad, but sometimes I don't even have the salad. I just want the meat and that's it, and I just want to like satisfy the hunger and like go do something else, right? So I think that it really depends, like you're saying, like we do lose that desire to have the carbs. And then it comes back. Like, then I get bored of having just meat, and I'll have some carbs, and it's like, it's fine. You know, like, I feel like, actually, what ended up happening is I'll have a piece of meat and some avocado. So I guess there is some carbs there. So, but you know, but, like, I'm not chasing the sweet. And I think that's the interesting part for me. So, be careful.
Yeah.
You know, fructose, it really does have an effect on people. And we do need to be careful about that. But I also feel like it's just about you knowing yourself, knowing your body, knowing what's going to cause you to chase carbs. So if you can do it, if you can have fruit and feel satisfied and know I can go another few weeks without having fruit again, then fine, have your fruit. But if you find yourself like where you're back to wanting to have it all the time, you need to stop and really ask yourself, what's happening here, right? Is it possible that I'm starting to chase carbs again?
Mm-hmm.
So, but everybody's different. Some people can do it easily, and some people need a little bit more assistance.
So as everything, there's good choices, bad choices. We have a little bit more information to do the right choices.
Yeah.
Any other thing to
and you conclude know this video? Everybody wants to have a treat once in a blue moon. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you know, if your treat's going to be fruit, just choose wisely and allow yourself time between.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for watching Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet Patch Hat Edition. Look forward to talking to you in the next video.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, you know what? Subscribe. I keep forgetting to say that. Subscribe, click the bell, you know, do all the things, share the video, do all the things. Talk to you next time.
Bye.